This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced visit to Iraq with a dual purpose. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
On behalf of your commander-in-chief and every American, happy Thanksgiving.
One key part of the trip was to thank U.S. troops stationed in Iraq for their service. But the other purpose was to reassure Kurdish allies of continued U.S. support. In Erbil, Vice President Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nechervan Barzani, who called the visit
an important indication of your continued support.
Pence responded he was there
to reiterate the strong bonds forged in the fires of war between people of the United States and the Kurdish people.
A senior U.S. official says the visit is also intended to reassure backers of the Kurds here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security and hospital officials said Saturday that two people were killed when Iraqi security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in a third day of fierce clashes in central Baghdad. Two protesters were struck with rubber bullets and died instantly, and over 20 others were wounded in the fighting. 16 people have died and more than 100 wounded in renewed clashes. At least 342 protesters have died in Iraq's massive protests, which started on October 1st when thousands of Iraqis took to the streets to decry corruption and the lack of services despite Iraq's oil wealth. Separately, Iraq's parliament failed to hold a session Saturday due to lack of a quorum. Lawmakers are supposed to read reform bills introduced to placate the protesters. The next session was postponed till Monday. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris on Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women, a problem that President Emmanuel Macron calls France a shame. A wave of purple flags and signs snaked from through eastern Paris amid an unprecedented public campaign to decry violence against women and honor the 130 women that activists say have been killed in France this year by a current or former partner. Alyssa Eberbert is a spokesperson for the NGO Tri-Feminism.
So we are basically gathering to protest against what we call the continuum of violences. So it can be rape, sexual violence, but also street harassment, femicides, conjugal violence, etc.
The protest came on the UN's International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and is aimed at pressuring the French government before it unveils new measures Monday to tackle the problem. Protests against Colombia's government continued for a third consecutive day Saturday as demonstrators took to the streets with pots and pans to voice their discontent with the president, Iván Duque. In the capital, a few thousand people gathered at a park to shout slogans against the conservative president before trying to march toward the center of the city. They were later dispersed with tear gas by police. Authorities have ordered a police and military presence in the capital following 2 days of unrest. The President Duque ordered a seldom-used curfew in Bogota on Friday evening as the nation cripples with the aftermath of a mass protest. Egyptian authorities displayed a rare cache of mummified animals found in necropolis last year. We get more from Reuters' Amir McCarthy.
A menagerie of mummified animals went on display south of Cairo on Saturday, including what authorities say is the world's largest scarab beetle. The discovery was made by an Egyptian archaeological mission last year and uncovered a cache housing ancient artifacts, including masks, statues, and mummified cats, crocodiles, cobras, and birds. CT scans conducted on five of the largest mummified cats revealed that there is a strong likelihood that they are actually lion cubs due to the size and shape of the bones. Ancient Egyptians mummified humans to preserve their bodies for the afterlife. Animal mummies were used as religious offerings.
That is Reuters' Emir McCarthy reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.